Listen to this phrase and try to guess the meaning. Asia es el continente más grande. Asia es el continente más grande. And it means Asia is the biggest continent. And we say the more big, or the more tall, or the more long, to say the biggest, the tallest, and the longest. For example, mi coche es el más rápido. My car is the fastest. How would we say Lucy is the cleverest girl in the class? Lucía es la niña o la chica más lista en la clase. Lucía es la chica más lista en la clase. How about he's the tallest boy in my school? He's the tallest boy in my school. And tall is alto, A-L-T-O. He's the tallest boy in my school. Es el chico más alto en mi colegio. Es el chico más alto de o en mi colegio. We can say in my school, but also very commonly of my school. Es el más alto de mi colegio o mi instituto. How about I think that she is the most beautiful girl in the world? Creo que es la chica más guapa en todo el mundo. Creo que es la chica más guapa en todo el mundo. O del todo el mundo. De todo el mundo. How about he's the richest man in the country? He's the richest man in the country. Es el hombre más rico en el país. Es el hombre más rico en el país. To say the best and the worst, we say el mejor, M-E-J-O-R, and el peor, P-E-O-R, el peor. And here, the word order is the same as in English. It's the best car, es el mejor coche, es el mejor coche. So in the previous ones, we saw that, as usual, the adjective comes after the noun or the person. La chica más lista. El hombre más rico. But when we're talking about these irregular comparatives, el mejor and el peor, then it's the same as in English. So, el mejor coche o el peor coche. How would you say it's the best team? Es el mejor equipo. Es el mejor equipo. How would we say, I think that It's the best restaurant around here. I think that it's the best restaurant around here. And for around, we would say por. So that word por comes up again, P-O-R. So we know that por means for in certain circumstances, and here it means around. So por aquí, around here, por aquí. So how do we say, I think that it's the best restaurant around here? Creo que es el mejor restaurante por aquí. Creo que es el mejor restaurante por aquí. How about today is the worst day of my life? Today is the worst day of my life. And incidentally, day is masculine, even though it ends in an A, so you'd think it might be feminine, but día is el día or un día. So today is the worst day of my life. Hoy es el peor día de mi vida. Hoy es el peor día de mi vida. And that reminds me of an episode in The Simpsons where I think Bart says that and Homer corrects him by saying, it's the worst day so far of your life, so far. How would we say the worst day so far? And so far is until now. Until now. So how would you say the worst day so far? El peor día hasta ahora. El peor día hasta ahora. We know that before a feminine noun, we say una or la for a or the. So la puerta or una naranja. Now agua, water, agua is feminine. So then why do we say un agua? Quiero un agua. I'd like a water. Or el agua. If the first letter of the word, the noun, is an A, and the stress falls on that first part, as in a agua, then we switch to el or to un. And it's to avoid a double a sound from la agua or una agua, those two A's, una and a agua. So it remains a feminine noun, it's still feminine, but we use un or el before it. So cold water, the cold water is el agua fría. So the adjective that follows is still feminine, but we just change it to el to avoid that double A. So el agua fría. And three more examples of this type of feminine noun is arma, which is the weapon, el arma, or un arma, a weapon. El ama de casa, the housewife, or un ama de casa, a housewife, and el aula, the classroom, el aula. Just a little aside, there's another word which sounds like aula which is khawla. Khawla. That starts with a J. Khawla. And don't get them confused, because khawla is cage. Una khawla is a cage. But un aula is a classroom. So don't get the classroom and the cage mixed up. How would we say, I don't have a classroom? I don't have a classroom. No tengo un aula. No tengo un aula. How would we say, I have the smallest classroom? I have the smallest classroom. Tengo el aula más pequeña. Tengo el aula más pequeña. So, el aula, to avoid the double A, but pequeña, because it's still feminine. How would we say, it's the most dangerous weapon that you can buy? It's the most dangerous weapon that you can buy. Es el arma más peligrosa que puedes comprar. Es el arma más peligrosa que puedes comprar. How about, it's not a weapon, it's my pen. No es un arma, es mi bolígrafo. No es un arma, es mi bolígrafo. How about, she's the prettiest housewife that I know. She's the prettiest housewife that I know. Es el ama de casa más guapa que conozco. Es el ama de casa más guapa que conozco. So, un or el. But if it's plural, we go back to the feminine a or the. So it would be unas or las. And the reason is, obviously, you've got the S there, so no, you don't have the double A problem any longer. So when it's plural, as in las armas, straight back to the normal feminine, and there's no problem because there's no double A anymore. How would you ask, where are the weapons? ¿Dónde están las armas? ¿Dónde están las armas? How about, the classrooms are small but comfortable. Las aulas son pequeñas pero cómodas. Las aulas son pequeñas pero cómodas. And how would we say, the biggest classrooms are in the other building? The biggest classrooms are in the other building. And building is edificio. Edificio, as in edifice, E-D-I-F-I-C-I-O, edificio. So the biggest classrooms are in the other building. Las aulas más grandes están en el otro edificio. Las aulas más grandes están en el edificio, en el otro edificio.